is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term on Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommends the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term would start on January 1, 2022. He succeeded Ban Ki-moon on January of 2017, just weeks before U.S. President Donald Trump took the office. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to the U.N. agencies and reengaged with the world body. In a rare move, the U.N. General Assembly condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting yes, Belarus voting no, and 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution does reflect international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's party from power. Again, the UN General Assembly condemning Myanmar's military coup and calling for an arms embargo against it. This is VOA News. Iranians have voted in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest competition. The fueled apathy had left some polling places largely deserted despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations indicated the Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who is already under U.S. sanctions, was the front-runner in a field of only four candidates. A former central bank chief is running as a moderate candidate but has not inspired the same support as the outgoing president, Hassan Rouhani, who is term-limited from seeking the office again. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Biden announced Friday that 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden is crediting scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. The president noted that 65% of adults have received at least one shot, setting the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. Despite the achievement, Biden is in danger of failing to meet his target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The official COVID-19 death toll in Brazil is about to hit 500,000. That's the second highest in the world. At the same time, scientists on trial inside the country, and the truth is up for grabs. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how vaccines and how the toll got so high, focusing on why the president, Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government, ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine. And that's a malaria drug that rigorous studies have shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. An Indian health official says his country, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, wants to resume exports of coronavirus jabs, but cannot do it until its domestic needs are met. Dr. Vinod K. Paul says in an interview with the Associated Press that once India's immediate need to vaccinating a significant proportion of its people is achieved, it would like to play the role of serving others. He defended the Indian government move to restrict vaccine exports in April as it battled ferocious surges. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.